Brian is back with the business news. Morning, Brian.
Audrey, thank you. Good morning. The operators of the Deposit Return Scheme have launched a new charity fundraising initiative in partnership with six children charities. Kieran Foley, CEO of Return, is here. It's a good idea, Kieran. So essentially, you're at a concert, you throw a bottle into the bin and you're contributing to charity.
This is it, exactly, yeah. So this is a great day for Return. A really important partnership is being launched, where for the first time ever, six of the largest children's charities in Ireland are getting together. So Barrettstown, Barnardo's, Jack and Jill, Laura Lynn, Make-A-Wish and Childline by ASPCC have all come together under one umbrella for this initiative, which we're calling Return for Children. And what Return for Children is all about, as you said, is if you're at a concert or a festival or a sporting event where you're bringing back your bottles and cans, all of the proceeds, all of the deposits will be divided evenly amongst those six charities.
And is it the same type of machine that you would see in your local supermarket, or is it a bin? And how do they know that it's you that they're giving it to, or the charities?
No. So that it's not a reverse vending machine. Now, we'll have special Return orange bins at all of these events, and people will know that it's coming back to us. So we'll collect all the material, we count all the material, and the deposit value, as I say, then will be divided amongst these six children's charities.
And have you lined up events at which these bins will be available now?
We have indeed, yes. So we're talking to a number of events already. We're talking to Taste of Dublin, which is starting on Thursday. We've got Electric Picnic, we've got The Ploughing, but we're encouraging anybody who's involved in these events or organising these events to get in touch with us. This is an opportunity to support the charities which represent over 165,000 children across the communities. So a real opportunity for environmental sustainability to hook in with social benefit.
The Return initiative, it's been up and running since February, so a good few months in now. There were some teething problems, as with any new initiative like this. Have they been ironed out largely? I know it was an issue that came up on the doorsteps in the local elections.
Sure, yeah. I mean, as we expected, we've just come out of a transition period, which was a four-month transition period, where now every product is logoed. So we always expected we'd have some issues as consumers, retailers, producers got used to the scheme. But largely speaking, now all of those issues have been ironed out. And we can see that in the numbers. So the numbers are really encouraging. We took 2 million containers in February. That went up to 20 million in March. That went up to 50 million in April and nearly 80 million in May. That's continuing through June. We're averaging nearly 3 million a day now. So the Irish people have really got behind the scheme now, and things are working really well.
What happens to all the bottles when they're collected? Where do they go?
So at the moment, they all come back. Our partners, Limerick Polymers Production, bring them all back to Limerick. Currently, the recyclate is exported to the UK or to Europe, and the products are recycled. One of the big benefits of the deposit return scheme is that we're going to have enough of the one product, PET plastic, in one place to justify economically to build a recycling centre on the island. So we've already put out expressions of interest, and we're getting people back telling us who'd be interested in building the recycling centre.
And when would you expect that might be up and running?
Well, we're going to run that till the end of June. Then we go through a proper tender. People will have to then build a recycling centre. So it could take 18 months to 2 years, but we would hope that we'd be doing our recycling on the island from then.
Just back to the practicalities of the machine. I know there were some issues around people using wheelchairs, for example. They had some issues accessing it. Have they been looked at, and is there any possible changes to the machines that could facilitate people?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, we just had our first advisory. We've been setting up an advisory group, and we've been looking for people to get involved. So we're working with the NDA, the National Disability Authority, and the DPOs. We had our first session last week where we've discussed solutions. We had retailers there, we had government there, so working on how we can improve things for people and for everybody.
Kieran Foley, CEO of Return, thank you very much indeed.